Happy New Year, everyone. This is Clay with Nanobot Rock, bringing you the fresh new episode of The Mixtape, featuring local and independent music from around the world. This week, we spend a little time going down the IMDb rabbit hole and stumbling into Wikipedia walls. I blame Greg for this one, since he brought up Dean Cameron and Shannon Tweed. We also discuss the history of house music, mystery versus press releases, wistfully talk about music from the aughts, and challenge bands to get as rock as you rock and rock. The tracks we kick off this new year with include Blackout Transmissions' Portals, My Love for You by Oris and Dr. Mendez, The Guilty Lenses' Dance Bar Blues, and Sunday Morning by The Spins. This is Nanobot Rock Mixtape.
It is a new year, a new day, a new life, and I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
I don't know. 2021 in a calendar disappeared, so everything's all better now. COVID doesn't exist. There's no polarized political landscape. There's no weaponized political opinion. We're A-okay. But through all of this, Clay, I have a very important question for you in this new year of 2021. When was the last time that you thought about the legendary, the pioneering, the brilliance,
grimace
of actor and musician Dean Cameron?
Well, let's see. The last time I thought of legendary Dean Cameron, who, of course, I know immediately.
He played Chainsaw in the film Summer School.
When was the last time I thought about Dean Cameron? Is he a musician? Did you say musician?
That's at least what Wikipedia tells me, and Wikipedia doesn't lie.
Okay. He was a Capitol Records executive in Straight Outta Compton.
He was. He played Francis Chainsaw Gremp in Summer School.
He's also Agro Squirrel in The Adventures of Agro Squirrel.
He was also in Ski School, which I would like to point out that I'm disappointed by the lack of actual skiing in that film. I don't feel as though I learned anything about skiing.
Yeah, I think a lot of those movies in the 80s were just vehicles to be able to show women's breasts.
That's fair. That's fair. But Summer School, Freddie Shoup, played by Mark Harmon, Kirstie Alley, was in it. Say it three more times and it'll come out really well.
He was also in the sequel, Ski School 2.
There was a sequel? So there you go. I feel that in 2021, this needs to be the year of Dean Cameron.
Well, I told you, he's just finished production on Agro Squirrel.
Well, there you go. Agro Squirrel. So your duty then, Clay, is to line up an interview with said Dean Cameron. The eye roll is audible.
Is his contact information here on IMDb?
I don't know if it is, but let's go ahead and see if we could do that just as we are still pending the interview with the great Gutenberg, Steve Gutenberg.
His third acting credit, he was Rick in an episode of The Facts of Life. Taking a Chance on Love, Part 1. He did not, sadly, make it to part two.
Maybe he took a chance on love, and now he's all out of love. He can't live without you. No, he's not.
So you brought up Ski School to me earlier this week in a text message. So I'm really curious about what has brought this to your prefrontal cortex, as it were.
Too much time on my hands and scrolling through HBO Max.
Ah, okay.
Now, there's a great ski movie called Hot Dog, the movie, which came out in the 80s, which has Shannon Tweed in it. It's a 1984 movie. It's definitely not family friendly. There's a great line at the end of it that they are going to finish this with a Chinese downhill. And I'm not going to spoil it, but it's great crap 80s film, but it's hilarious. It's full of lines that are memorable and quotable and just laughable. But no, I was scrolling through HBO Max and I saw Ski School, and therefore I subjected my very patient wife to that film. And we ended up getting through the whole thing, but I don't know if we'll go back and watch Ski School again anytime soon. But it's winter and skiing and Dean Cameron. And it's always a good time for Dean Cameron.
Well, now I'm on Shannon Tweed's IMDb. This is the rabbit hole I fall down, is going down people's IMDb's. And this is why I don't pay attention to half of the shows that I'm watching.
There you go. Well, hey, then let's get out of that rabbit hole, because it is January.
She was in an episode of Fantasy Island. The Wedding Picture / Castaways.
The plane. Let's get you out of that rabbit hole here, Clay.
Meatballs 3? Ooh, Cagney and Lacey.
Clay.
Hang on. I'm almost there.
Focus.
L.A. Law, 21 Jump Street. Man, she had a career.
And she's married to Gene Simmons.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Briefly involved with Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner.
This is a family show, sir.
May he rest in peace. I don't know if that's... I don't know how that works.
It is funny. The other day I was thinking about the Playboy Mansion, because I know that someone took over the Playboy Mansion, but I don't remember who it was. I didn't find it important enough to Google. But now I was just wondering, what happened to that? Like, it was the epicenter of parties and the grotto and all that other stuff that was like the focus of cool lifestyle back in the day. But now it's like nobody hangs out there. And that has everything to do with music.
She's from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. So that's near near Nova Scotia, which you may remember from our episode previous to Scotia Prime.
Scotia Prime. Scotia's rollout.
Okay, Clay. Hey, let's launch into the new year, man. Let's.
Yeah, you're gonna have fun editing that one. Woo.
About music.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about four new tunes that we both found interesting enough to share with the world.
Did you have to check your notes to make sure that these tunes were interesting?
No, I've actually, so I don't want to spoil anything that's coming up in the episode here, but there's kind of pull back the curtain a little bit. Typically when we get a
spoiler, Greg likes to go to thesaurus.com to look for his words in the middle of an episode.
When we get tracks, a lot of times they come through with review promos of the whole album. So a couple of these that we did get the whole album to, I've spent a lot of time with. And so I can't wait to find out which ones. There's two of the four that I spent a lot of time with the whole album, because the other two are just singles right now. But that's okay. It's fun. But yeah, that's so... That's the joy of, if you have a podcast and you've been doing this for 10 years and you write music reviews about albums and singles and videos and live shows and festivals. Shout out to Treefort, which is nine months away now. We're 8 months to Treefort. You can yourself deep dive into some of these a little bit ahead of time. So we'll chat about that as we go. But the first track on the January 2021 mixtape is
Blackout Transmission, Portals. Their upcoming LP, Sparse Illumination, which will be out on February 19th via Ecce Records. Blackout Transmission is the quartet founded by vocalist Christopher Gett, formerly of Silo Halo and Girl Loves Distortion. I don't know what to say about this track, Greg. As our wonderful listeners have already heard the opening, it's kind of got this dusty desert rock sound to it, but with a bit more of a... the fun of the press materials is they throw words at you. So I've got the word shoegaze in there because of the press materials, but I don't know as I want to go that direction with it.
Why not? I mean, neo-Australian post-punk UK shoegaze?
Echo and the Bunnymen, Echo and the Bunnymen, Echo and the Bunnymen.
Is there an echo in here? Oh, look, a Bunnyman. I'm with you. I struggled to go full on shoegaze, but then my mind went, hey, look, remember New Madrid?
Mm-hmm.
So there was that tie-in for me, which is, I guess, kind of a shoegaze in a way. And it stirs that sense of, as it was pitched to us, that neo-Australian punk, post-punk rather, sound kind of in that base of the UK shoegaze. But I think that speaks to the other seven songs and the eight song Sparse Illumination that comes in at just over 30 minutes. I think that association maybe fits the rest of the album a little bit better than it does Portals. Because Portals swings in heavy. Like you said, the opening, they've already heard. It's got that glamour and kind of that echo. I'm just kidding with the echo, but it's got this kind of sense of glamour. I don't know if you felt the same thing when you listened to it, but this echoing energy not necessarily found in the rest of the album. So it kind of stands alone in a little bit of its own. Own. One more time, Greg.
Own.
Say own one more time. Well, if you couldn't find shoegaze out of it, then what did you find, or what was your struggle with trying to associate this to shoegaze?
Nothing more than the effect of, I mean, yes, it's got the fuzz, it's drenched in reverb, it's got all of that working for it, but maybe this is just my own brain getting in the way. But anytime I think of shoegaze, my brain immediately goes to My Bloody Valentine and just kind of a more downtrodden beat in a way. And this feels a lot more up-tempo to me. So maybe that's part of it, is with the tempo of the song, I don't find myself gazing at my shoes. I find myself like wanting to run, wanting to push forward in a way, which I guess is a great way to kick off 2021, if you will.
It is a great way to kick it off. And I think I think the energy that you're talking about is key to understanding Portals. It's those drawn out chords that blend with that like chaotically paced drums that at 4 minutes, 20 some odd seconds, this song is one that, like I said, reminds me of New Madrid in a way that it's just got this energy that doesn't want to lull you or make you stare at your shoes. It makes you want to get up and move. And it does find itself somewhere between that shoegaze and maybe a post-punk, but it drifts in itself like a glimpse into almost another space and time. It's not necessarily present, but it's full of energy and taking you elsewhere. That's the vibe I got from it. And that's why I agree with you on the shoegaze. I can't go full shoegaze here, Clay.
I think the thing that really stands out to me the most is, you know, around the time I hit the 1 minute mark, the 2 minute mark is when the chorus kind of kicks in. And to me, that's like when the song just kind of, it takes off in a different direction. Just in, I know that's what a chorus is sometimes meant to do, but the way that the song is, I'm going to use your favorite word here, constructed to me, it's got so many more layers to me than I could say just for shoegaze, you know. I think this is what frustrates me about getting caught up in the press materials, is that, you know, you hear this term from something and you immediately just want to, you know, put it in this little box in a compartment And what I appreciate so much about this song is it doesn't allow itself to do that. Like it takes on its own life in a way that to me just doesn't say you're expecting a sound of the late 80s, early 90s, you know, with this type of singing and this type of playing. It's got its own life. And I go back to that, you know, maybe it's part of being in LA, but it's got that desert sound again, which I'm kind of go back to, like it's got a little more grit to its jangle.
And not to put you completely on the spot here, but did you spend a lot of time with Sparse Illumination? Have you listened to it at all?
I have not listened to the album. No.
So we're kind of coming at this from two different angles, which is fantastic because, Sparse Illumination, I definitely get that kind of deserty vibe that you keep referencing. So I found it really interesting that you pulled that out of Portals, because to me that exists so much more in other parts of Sparse Illumination than it does necessarily in Portals. Portals is kind of that explosive trajectory that takes it off, and it takes it off from the beginning, like we've been talking about. I agree with you that it can become a rabbit hole for a lot of people if they get trapped in that press material kind of information. And I know that this to a lot of people doesn't mean a whole lot, because by the time you get your hands on the album, you get the album as it is. You don't necessarily get all the press material. If you want to know what really is in the press material, go read most reviews on albums, because what they do is they copy and paste a lot of the press material into what they call a review, and they say it's good. We at Nanobot don't do that. We listen to the whole record and give you our honest thoughts. That's my own little promo. Call it a stab, call it whatever you want, but there's an uplifting atmospheric sense to this song. And I think atmospheric is the word that I would gravitate to, because there is such a full-bodied atmosphere to Portals. But it's got a heavy-handed warmth, if that makes sense at all. I mean, it comes in very heavy. It feels like these strokes are like really just hard, heavy downstrokes. But there is such a warmth to it. It's not like you're falling into the empty vacuum of space with Portals, to where it feels cold and foreboding. And it's not just going to pat you on the back and kind of send you on your way like, hey, here's a neat track, go away. Instead, it draws you in, and this maybe neo-psychedelic sound makes you really want to explore Sparse Illumination. And I can tell you that when it comes out on February 19th, 2021, you're not going to be disappointed with going through Portals into Sparse Illumination and discovering more from Blackout Transmission. It is their debut album, and Portals is a rock solid flagship to what you're going to find. And I strongly encourage checking it out, especially if you dig what you're hearing in Portals. Well, Clay, are you familiar with the 1986 Marshall Jefferson track, Move Your Body?
You know, before this week, I couldn't say that I was.
Me either. I honestly didn't. I wasn't very familiar with it myself. But with this next track that was submitted to us, these two artists from the south of France collaborated while both being inspired by the 1986 Marshall Jefferson, Move Your Body, to create My Love for You by Oris and Dr. Mendes. remember 2020, Clay?
It rings a bell.
Okay. So vaguely in the back of our minds, we all remember what a just crap show of a year that entire 12 months was. There was a lot of good things that came out of it. But as we turn a new leaf with a new year, I specifically chose My Love for You for this week's mixtape because I wanted the energy. It made me feel happy. And I felt, hey, why not kick off the new year with just that? And the upbeat, self-proclaimed, quote, 100% French touch, unquote, house single blended with these elements of pop and that gravitating guitar, My Love for You breaks the barrier of dance to me. It's a track I can listen to when I want to get moving, so there's the dance. But it's also a track that I feel like I can listen to and reflect or create new experiences with. At the forefront, there's this ever-present kind of piano that peaks in this track. There's the horn breakdowns.
I was waiting for you to bring up the saxophone because I know that's your favorite instrument.
We're going back to the Miami Vice days. But it is the horns. The horn breakdown in this, the waves of guitar that come in. This track has so many elements that keep it warm and fresh without inundating us with just heavy house beats and remixed vibes that just plague this style of music. And it's retro and it's present all at once, like a nice little package.
Well, and about halfway through, there's that kind of moment where the song does pause and you kind of get that like Mike Post street alley saxophone where it's just kind of, you know, just that soulful wail that just kind of creates a mile marker in the song.
Like silhouetted under just a single lamp.
Yeah.
Light post on the street and the long duster jacket, cool hat, saxophone, glasses in the middle of the night. But nobody's asking why he's wearing sunglasses in the middle of the night. It's like, he's cool. Just wear your sunglasses. I agree.
Yeah, because you've basically just given me the image of Bleeding Gums Murphy from The Simpsons playing in the middle of this song. And oh, now I want that to be a thing, but that's all right.
Bleeding Gums Murphy house music. You're welcome.
I like what you had to say about, you know, this song kind of getting you moving, because it may feel weird to have a house song in opening salvo of a January mixtape, you know, when that's something that you usually think of, you know, summer sweaty nights and, you know, dancing and things like that that aren't happening right now. But it still just creates this sense of joy and, yeah, like just wanting to do and be and exist that I feel like we all need right now. And that little guitar lick that they throw in there just puts a smile on your face.
At the beginning, we talked about this being inspired by the 86 Marshall Jefferson Move Your Body. And I think if you go back and you listen to Move Your Body, you're going to find a lot of those. It's a very interesting track to listen to because that song in 1986 feels very much ahead of its time. But at the same time, in retrospect, it almost feels very retro and vintage. And I think that the sense that My Love for You has bridges that same thing. It's like I said, it's retro and it's present all at once. And two guys from the south of France to siphon through the Move Your Body sense to come up with My Love for You. It's not what I expected to come out of the south of France, but at the same time, it kind of feels south France, southern France to me.
Well, I had to just look up house music now because you said it was retro, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure house music started in the 80s. And yeah. So house is a genre of electronic dance music, categorized by a repetitive four-on-the-floor beat at 120 to 130 BPM. I didn't even check the BPMs on this song. I don't even know if it can qualify as house music.
I'm not going to look at the BPMs.
It started in the 80s in Chicago, Illinois. So it was not ahead of its time, but I don't think a lot of us knew about house music until much later.
Well, ahead of its time, what I mean by that is that if you go back and you listen to it, you're like, wow, this song came out in 86? And maybe it is. Maybe it was just that underground.
It's that four on the floor that gets you every time.
What's four on the floor, Clay? Click that link. Go to four on the floor. Read it to the class.
It's a rhythm.
Yes, it is.
Four on the floor, or as it may be known to other people, four to the floor, is a rhythm pattern used primarily in disco and electronic dance music, or EDM for the kids today. It is a steady, uniformly accented beat in 4-4 time, in which the bass drum is hit on every beat. 1, 2, 3, 4. In common time. Sometimes it's used with a pedal-operated drum kit bass drum. Earl Young is seen as the inventor of the disco style of rock drumming, as see Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, The Love I Lost from 1973. Okay, I think I can stop now.
So, Southern France Disco is what you're calling My Love for You by Oris and Dr. Mendez.
I am. From the, I don't even know what you want to call it, the south of France, they claim that they're from Montpellier. But from what I remember from my geography class, that's the capital of Vermont.
Well, maybe we'll look at that and we'll find out Vermont 4 on the floor. In the meantime, well, this will, I'm sure, show up on many people's road trip mixes as the weather warms later this year. We have Sweaty January Nights brought to you by Disco House a la Oris Dr. Mendez. The track is My Love for You. Go check it out. It's out now.
People are going to learn things this week, Greg. I have a good feeling about this.
You know those like videos where people like have a bunch of beers in their hands and they're like drunk at a party and then they like start stumbling and then they go head first into a brick wall and everyone's like, ah! Like that's where that whole song just went, like we're stumbling into brick walls. Welcome to Reading Wikipedia, Nanobot Rock.
Yeah, you know things are good when I'm breaking out Wikipedia. I've covered IMDb and Wikipedia this week. I'm on a roll.
Clay, I have a bone to pick with you about the next track because you chose it and there's something that I need to pick your brain on, but I will go ahead and I will let you tell the fine folks listening about the next track on the January mixtape.
I know earlier we were complaining about... Okay, complain is a really strong word.
I want to see your manager.
Lady, I am the manager.
Whoa!
No, I get complain is a strong word, but we discussed earlier about being led astray by press kits. Sometimes it's just really fun to get one of those press packets that's just kind of full of mystery. I think of like Johnny API a few weeks ago, where you don't get much information.
I'm doing magician hand movements and people can't see it, but yeah. I want to let that known. Magic.
Gentlemen, in this box there's a chess piece, some scissors, a lock of human hair, and a map of Guatemala. Use it to escape this room.
It was Colonel Mustard in the library with the candlestick.
Anyway, the information that we got on the Guilty Lenses was, let's just call it sparse. It's a trio that go by the name of Z, Y, and X. They may be from Northern Virginia, or it may be Nova. I don't know. You know, I don't really know how acronyms work. But they released an album called Somewhat Romance, Somewhat Poetry. And as they put it, this album is a result of Y. That's Y from the band, remember, Z, Y, and X earlier.
Oh, not W-H-Y?
No. Okay. Use the chess piece, Greg.
Ah,
Y experimenting with chemicals such as testosterone, adrenaline, dopamine, serotonin, and cortisol. Happiness, friendship, love, strength, determination, sadness, insanity, anxiety, addiction, etc. Everything came with it. Which came into this album that has this wonderfully dark but yet driving track, Dance Bar Blues.
Are you implying that Dance Bar Blues by the Guilty Lenses came out of drugs?
Natural drugs.
Oh.
Not natural drugs. Hormones.
So they're high on life.
Or hormone therapy. I don't know which one.
Well, again, mystery.
Maybe a nice valerian root. some mushroom tea.
Whoa.
Kombucha.
Well, they are experimenting with holistic medicines.
This tastes tangy.
they're doing something. But I got a bone to pick with you because I'm just going to throw this
Greg,
out there.
Pick away.
We have given the fine folks a glimpse into the intro of this track. And does it not borrow too heavily from Franz Ferdinand's Take Me Out? Is it me?
I think it's you.
It is me. Okay. Which, like most things, it generally is. Well, that's just Greg.
I know. I get where you're going with this. And I do feel like they lean heavily into that early to mid 2000s indie sound that was made popular by a Franz Ferdinand or a Vines or Hives or...
No. I'm straight
Strokes.
Up driving to the heart of the riff of Take Me Out, which feels
Modest
present
Mouse.
In the beginning of this. Okay, well, here, let's talk about that then, because you're going to just ignore my entire riff question.
No, listening to it, I definitely got a bit of a Dirty Dance Hall by Modest Mouse as well, which... Is weird that they would both contain the same adjective. It's a hall, so they're describing what type of hall it is in dance, and then it's a bar, and they're describing what type of bar it is in dance. Yeah, adjective. I should go back to Wikipedia.
Well, okay, to be fair, I mean, since you're throwing out all these early thousands, and I gravitated instantly to the Take Me Out vibe of the riff in the beginning. That quickly disappears, and I think that needs to be known, because I'm not calling the Guilty Lenses some group that's out there just trying to create this quilted sound of other hit singles and things like that. They're not. It's a slightly more subdued, maybe less dancey version of the Fratellis, but circa In Your Own Sweet Time sound is what I get from the vocals, from the energy. And I think that spreads out into somewhat romance, somewhat poetry. In spending time with that record, I realize that Dance Bar Blues is not a wholly representative track to the sound that the rest of the album really plays out to. It almost instantly elevated itself to the top tier of my radar on the whole. That's the whole record of somewhat romance, somewhat poetry. So I guess what I'm trying to say with this, with the Guilty Lenses, with Dance Bar Blues, if you like this, you're not going to be disappointed with somewhat romance, somewhat poetry. You're not going to find just a repetition of this rock sound in the whole thing. They definitely create a whole sound that is their own, and it's a really cool sound to spend time with. So I strongly encourage everybody to go check out that whole record. Had a great time spending time with that record. But as to Dance Bar Blues, I mean, it spins a retro rock style like we've been talking about. I guess we could call the early thousands retro if we want to feel even older than we are.
The aughts.
But even then, it almost spans multiple decades even before that. Like there's hints of almost a 50s guitar style in here. There's 80s glam that rears its head. There's that early thousands, the aughts that we talked about. Well, encompassing the namesake all at once. I mean, they did a really good job with Dance Bar Blues, and it's fun. It pops full of energy. I love the vocal delivery in this as well, because that does give me that... You know, when Franz Ferdinand's not being Franz Ferdinand really anymore, except for releasing a track every, 6 years or something like that to go, hey, we're still here. There are other artists that are kind of taking that shroud and embracing it and saying, there's a lot more that can be explored here, and this is what we're doing with it. And the Guilty Lenses does that, and I applaud it. Well done.
Yeah, they definitely do a lot of kind of doing that, you know, something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue in this track.
Oh, Dance Bar Blues. Blue.
Hey,
I get it.
Bring it full circle.
Wait till I'm back, hold on to my drink. You said you left and I just kept waiting for you. I just wanted you to know I kiss so much that I'll wait for more. Don't show up, then I'll just go. Is that you leaving from the bathroom? 'Cause I just wanted you to know, like you saw what I wait for more.
I totally can see where you're going with the with that double F connection. But and just kind of thinking about what you said about like spanning multiple decades, I love the different types of sounds that they try to do in this track, where it's kind of got that aught vibe to it, but then they throw in this, and I'm trying to remember, like right at the 118 minute mark, they do this little guitar ditty where they do the lick that ends up being I don't know which one the vocalist is. Is it Z? Is it Y? Is it X? Like they don't give me this information. One of them is singing, and they sing in the same tune as what the guitar lick is doing, but the guitar also does this nice little muted timekeeping thing that if you listen really closely, you can hear like they do that little tick, and it adds this whole new twang of fun and eccentricity to the song that I absolutely adore.
And that is the spanning and the reaching out and exploring the sound that I was referring to. So I'm glad you picked up on that as well. That guitar and vocal melody pairing that happens there is a lot of fun as well. I concur.
So dive into the mystery that is X, Y, and Z of The Guilty Lenses. Give Dance Bar Blues a listen, and if you dig it, please go check out the rest of the album. Somewhat Romance, Somewhat Poetry. It's out now. I wholeheartedly agree with Greg that sitting down with the entire 14 tracks, you won't be disappointed. You will be rewarded with your curiosity of diving into this very mysterious band.
Typically, these episodes come out during the week, but for those who don't know, we do record these Sunday morning. See what I did there?
I did.
And Clay has misled everybody because he thinks that the mystery of vague press information came on the last track. Well, let's talk about this next track, Sunday Morning by The Spins. My new day is the best time to change. See the world with no hope. I fear the Sunday morning.
Time is running out for the planet Earth now.
Sunday Morning by The Spins is out now on Plug and Play Recording. It is a standalone single from the International Pop Rock Project featuring Alyssa Mattaglia on drums and bass, Sally McFerrin on lead backing vocals and rhythm guitar, Marcello Giordano on keyboards, and Marco Luca on lead guitar. The sound that came from Sunday Morning has these collaborative rock elements that ebbs and flows for me in a much different way than the other tracks that we were talking about so far this week, but it really just lifts me up. There's these nuanced intricacies to this song that really just captivated me from the beginning, and then McFerrin's vocals and the guitar work, and I mean McFerrin's vocals just soar in this song. I mean, I totally unexpected, and I absolutely loved it. Battaglia's rhythms are fantastically present and powerful. I think that that's a driving force to this radio version of this song. And I say radio version because what we're talking about is the radio version. And if this is something that you find yourself into, go check out the over 6 minute long version of this song, because it has a whole different personality and it's very, very, very cool. But I mean, the way that Lucas shreds with those long power chords, all encompassing this rock, the rock elements that make up Sunday Morning, just absolutely drew me in and clung onto me. And I couldn't let go to this track. As soon as I heard it, I said, we've got to get this on the mixtape, because we've got to get this in the ear holes of the Nanobot mixtape listeners.
It definitely has that big, large sound that I know that we tend to get excited about here on the show. And I couldn't help but want to just know more. And yeah, I feel like there's a ton of more mystery, and Greg can do his little hand gesture if he wants on this one with his band, with a broken URL to their band website. Not that I'm upset or anything. Just the more I hear of Sally McFerrin's kind of broad soaring vocals, you know, I want to know more, because she basically just joined the band earlier this year and had gone by the name Alabaster Queen earlier on her own solo stuff. So it kind of makes me want to dive in more there. But maybe we should do these sometime other than a Sunday morning, so I can come up with other words to say that this is a big sound. Everything is crashing and with some wailing vocals. And then around the, you know, 1 minute, 15 second mark, then they go into this kind of like funk breakdown. Like this song just traverses so much space in such a short amount of time.
I know that this is probably going to be met with a lot of perplexed reaction, but the way that the song begins with an almost Floydian type intro, where it's got this ambiance mixed with these audible clips that obviously are not recorded in the studio, but they're put in production. And that's the extent that I'll go with Floyd on this, but that hooked me in the beginning. And then, I mean, this track is 3 minutes and 43 seconds or thereabout, and the way that it just, I mean, it plants its feet in that Floydian intro, and then in like a Snyder Cut-esque dark projection skyrockets like Superman way up into the stratosphere, and just, I mean, it's rock, and it's rock to the core of rock that could be as rock as you rock and rock. That makes a lot of sense. You know what? Here's what I'm going to say. Sunday Morning by The Spins encapsulates a huge sound that it's structured. The radio edit is structured in near flawless execution, and it soars and it picks up and it takes off. And I almost don't want to come down from this track, which is probably why it's great that this is the last track on the mixtape for this week, because it's going to just launch everybody, and it's going to pick you up. It's going to give you the energy you need. And maybe starting 2021 with this track was some predestined thing that we needed, but it gives us the energy and the focus and the drive, and it's fuel for my year. And I thank the Spins for sending it our way, for sure.
So go check out The Spins, Sunday Morning, either the short version or the long version, whichever one you prefer. But we're sharing the short version with you right now.
So many eyes on our stars to die, and we'll keep dancing on this.
with absolutely no authority or his okay, we're sure that Dean Cameron would thank you for listening to this today, because we are thanking you for listening to this today. This is not sponsored by Dean Cameron or associated with him in any way, but thank you for listening, and thank you for spending time with us. We appreciate it all, and we hope that 2021 brings you great things and great music, and you can start to find that great music here every week with us on Nanobot Rock Mixtape. Keep listening to local and independent music. Keep supporting local and independent music, and thanks for listening to the mixtape.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Greg.
Oh, thanks, Clay. Thank you.
As always, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Nanobot Rock. Please send us your submissions to info@nanobotrock.com. A couple of submissions this week were actually direct from the band, so it pays to get your stuff out there. And as always, share and share alike.
Dean Cameron, where are you? We need you.